This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The government shutdown is hitting federal climate and land management agencies in Colorado. A spokesperson for Representative Joe Neguse said most research has stopped at the Boulder Lab of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Scott Fitzwilliams is the former head of the White River National Forest, and he said the Forest Service is already stretched thin.
People are doing a lot of extra work because of the downsizing that they've experienced in the last 8-9 months. So it's just disruptive. It's chaotic. It's inefficient.
He said the shutdown could cause road closures to Maroon Bells. The economy of Colorado's second biggest metro area remains healthy. CPR's Dan Boyce says that was the message at a popular annual economic seminar in Colorado Springs.
The U.S. economy faces some challenges right now. Tariffs are biting, inflation's ticking up, hiring has slowed. But Colorado Springs, it's still well-educated and prosperous. This according to UCCS Economic Forum Director Bill Craighead.
We have a lot of great things going here in the Pikes Peak region.
Buying a house is still really expensive, but renting an apartment's actually gotten cheaper. Overall cost of living is slightly below the national average. The tourism, tech, and defense sectors are all strong. On the downside, city tax collections have flattened. That's led to a budget shortfall for the city government. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.